So just take a deep inhale and exhale as you're in child's pose.
Maybe you reach the arms a little more forward, spread the fingers, kind of start embodying the energy of the breath, going a bit deeper on the inhale than you would naturally. And then slowly, steadily exhale, and maybe just exhale a little further than you would. Deep inhale and deep exhale. Come to hands and knees. And settle into cat-cow. Make sure the hands are under your shoulders. You're lengthening and rounding with the breath. Come into one more inhale, and then press back to downward facing dog as you exhale. Try to relax your face, your skull, back of the neck. Walk your dog out, then one knee, and then the other knee. Inhale the right leg up and rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Inhale everything a little higher and then straighten the leg. Exhale, release it down. Inhale the left leg up, rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. So in that subsequent inhale, just expand everything out a little more. And then inhale, straighten the leg. Exhale, release it down. Okay. And let's shift forward, release to hands and knees. I got this really groovy beginning from Karina this morning. So instead of being in perfect hands and knees position, just have the hands slightly more forward and then extend the right leg back. Drop the right hip down, so when you tuck the tailbone under and you lift out of your shoulders, you really feel that it's engaging the core. So tuck the tailbone, tuck the tailbone, tuck the tailbone. Take an elongating inhale here, and then you're going to take the right knee and squeeze it to the left elbow. So you squeeze it across. On an inhale, expand back, chest forward, leg back. Exhale, take the knee across. Inhale, extend. Exhale, squeeze it across. Inhale, extend. Exhale, squeeze it across. Inhale, extend. Now stay here. And you know how you do your chaturanga? You push forward. So get the chest more forward and then hug the elbows in. Get just into a low push-up with the leg up above you. Inhale, expand back to the earlier pose. And now knee to nose, exhale. Inhale, extend the leg back, shift the chest forward, low push-up that way. Inhale, extend it back, knee to nose, exhale. Inhale, shifting forward, push-up, leg stays up, press it back up, knee to nose, exhale. Inhale, extend, shifting forward, push-up, exhale. Inhale, press up, knee to nose, exhale. Inhale, extend the leg back. Now hold it here. Tuck the tailbone once again. And then take the left arm forward. Either stay here or grab upper hand to upper foot. Lift out of the lower shoulder and expand the chest. Open it up. Take one more breath in. And then not like a dried up rubber band. Just gingerly release the whole thing. And then hand and knee release down. Tuck your toes under. Bend your elbows.
And then lift the knees an inch off the ground. Tuck the tailbone, pull the pit of the belly up, and then keep bending the elbows. So you're not on your wrists, you're in your shoulders. Your wrists have nothing to do with this pose. Your forearm is in almost 45 degrees, right? You're just really breathing. Keep hugging elbow in, hugging elbow in, hugging elbow in. And then take it back to downward facing dog. Good stuff. Pick up the right hand. Circle the fist around. Release it back down. Pick up the left hand. Circle the fist around. Release it down. Step the right foot forward, followed by the left foot forward. Interlace the fingers behind your lower back. Rinse out your shoulder. Use that to rinse out both the shoulders and the wrists, and maybe your head. Shake it out. Take one more breath. And release everything, forward fold. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Make sure you engage your thighs. Inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart. Inhale, reach up. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Walk back to plank pose. And then let's utilize that really nifty shifting forward. So you squeeze the thighs, shift forward, your shoulders go a little past your wrists, and then you lower all the way down, hug the elbows in. Press the top of the feet down, inhale, low cobra. Exhale, back to the floor. Inhale, low cobra. Exhale, back to the floor. Inhale, low cobra. Exhale, back to the floor. And guess what? Press to hands and knees. Extend the left leg back. So left hip down, tuck the tailbone. Get the arms in a position so when you curl the spine, you have room for the leg. But it's really more from lifting the shoulder and the core. Okay, extend here. Left knee, right elbow, cross squeeze. So the oblique muscles are involved. Inhale, expand. Exhale, squeeze. Inhale, expand. Maybe look forward. Get the breastbone forward. Exhale, squeeze. Maybe you come into a little bit of a cat position. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, squeeze. Keep lifting out of the shoulders. Inhale, expand. Exhale, squeeze. Inhale, expand. Exhale, squeeze. Inhale, expand, stay there, tuck the tailbone down. Inhale, shift the breastbone way forward, push up, exhale. Inhale, press up, knee to nose, exhale, curl the spine. Inhale, lengthen, exhale, push up. Inhale, press up, and curl the spine. Inhale, lengthen, shift forward, bend the elbows. Inhale, press up, knee to nose, exhale. Inhale. Exhale, shifting forward. Inhale, press back up. Knee to nose, exhale. Inhale, one more push up. Shift forward. Press back up, knee to nose. Extend and take the right arm forward now. So it's opposite leg and arm. Extend, extend. And if it doesn't hurt your lower back, then you grab the upper ankle or upper foot with the hand. Lift out of the left shoulder. Take one more expansive breath. And then gingerly release. Reach, reach, reach. And release down. Okay. Just so we get this idea for this turbo dog. Right? So walk the hands a little more forward. So this time you can get the forearms down. Tuck the toes under. Lift the knees an inch off the floor. Squeeze. Now lift out of the shoulder and see if you can lift the forearms off the floor. So that's where you are. And you're breathing. Big inhale. And big exhale. Just one more breath. And then press back downward dog. Huge breath in, and then you can let me know how you feel, right? All right. Step to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart. Inhale. Inhale, reach up. And bow forward, exhale.
Halfway lift, inhale. Step back to plank pose. So if you need to modify, put your knees down through that push-up, chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Just doing as much as you can, right? You need to rest, you net rest. If that push-up position is too much, you put the knees down. You're not here to prove anything to anybody.
Big inhale. And big exhale. One more time. Big inhale. And big exhale.
Step or steps to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Flat spine, forward fold, exhale. Lift with your legs. Inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart. Inhale, reach up. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, or you modify, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Go back to checking in, relaxing, whatever you can relax, right? Face, thoughts, neck, and engaging what needs to be engaged. Legs, arms, shoulders. Inhale. And exhale. Step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart, exhale. Inhale, reach up. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. And downward dog, exhale. Inhale, right leg up. Knee to nose, exhale. Inhale the leg back. Right knee, right elbow. Inhale the leg back. Right knee, left elbow. Inhale the leg back. And then step it through, warrior one. Inhale, rise up. And see if you can engage your core so that you start sensing that the rib cage lifts up because the abdominal muscle is engaged. Maybe you can relax the shoulders down. Anchor the back heel down. Anchor the back heel down. Take a deep inhale and exhale, chaturanga. Or you modify, right? You don't want a push-up, you don't take a push-up. Upward dog and downward dog. Inhale, left leg up, knee to nose, exhale. Inhale the leg up, left knee, left elbow. Inhale the leg up, left knee, right elbow. Inhale the leg up, exhale to step, inhale to rise, warrior one. So the breath is going a little bit beyond that comfortable passive inhale, right? Inhale and then take a little more in. And then slowly exhale and exhale a little bit past that comfortable point. One more time, deep inhale and deep exhale. Inhale and chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Find the balance between inhale and exhale. Big breath in, and then you can let go. Step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart. Chair pose. Inhale. Bless ya. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Inhale, right leg up. Knee to nose, exhale. Inhale the leg up. Right knee, right elbow. Inhale the leg up. Right knee, left elbow, and then sweep it underneath you. Left arm comes up, so twisted side plank. Maybe you take a circle with the above arm to get that full stretch. And then come back to three-legged dog. Take it nice and slow as you inhale, expand the leg up. And then exhale, step it through. Warrior one, inhale, rise up. And warrior two, exhale. Inhale, reverse the warrior. I didn't believe that. Inhale. Ah, better. Exhale, chaturanga. So still exhale on the very bottom of that chaturanga, and then an upward dog, inhale. Downward dog, exhale. Inhale, extend left leg up. Knee to nose, exhale. Inhale the leg up. Left knee, left elbow. Inhale the leg up. Left knee, right elbow. Twisted side plank, so that right arm comes up. Lift out of the lower shoulder, so maybe it's supporting you, right? Maybe take a circle with the above shoulder. Take one more breath in, and try not to fling out of the way. You control the descent, and then build back the three-legged dog, left leg to the side. Step it through, warrior one, inhale, rise up. And warrior two, exhale. Reverse the warrior, inhale, and exhale, chaturanga. Upward dog, and downward dog. Find your ease, whatever that means. And then step or float to the top of the mat. Halfway lift, inhale. Forward fold, exhale. Inhale, rise up. And hands to heart. Chair pose, inhale. Take one more breath in. And bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. And downward dog, exhale. Extend the right leg up and keep it really strong and straight. So to your ability, that knee is straight. It might not be straight, but that's your sensation as you're doing your best. And it's the same feeling in the other leg. See if you can square the hip completely down. So drop the right hip down and notice that it kind of feels like you're corkscrewing the inner thigh up and it pulls the pit of the belly in. Okay, so that's the bottom of the exhale. Keep the legs equally strong and straight. Inhale, rotate the hip open. On the exhale, really hug it back in so the legs stay strong and straight, strong and straight. Rotate the hip open, right leg stays straight. Don't bend the knee. Exhale, square the hip. So we're isolating just for hip movement. Open up, inhale. Exhale, rotate and close and suck the belly in. One more time. Inhale, rotate open. Exhale, rotate, close. Now hold this. Your legs remain strong. You might need to bend the back knee, the one that's the left knee. That's all right. Walk your hands back to your standing foot. So now you're in that wonderful pose we call standing splits. It doesn't mean that you're in full splits. It just means that you're trying to lift the leg the best you can. If you're in the back row, skip a little forward so you can straighten. The aerial leg is still straight. Inhale, open up the hip. On the exhale, close the hip down. So this is abdominal and butt work, right? Open up the hip, inhale. Exhale, close it down. It gets much, much better when you keep doing it. Inhale, rotate open. Exhale, close it down. One more time. Inhale, rotate open. Exhale, close it down. Now fire up the aerial leg. Pick up the right hand, make a fist, roll it around. Put it down. Pick up the left hand, make a fist, roll it around. Without sinking into your elbow or your shoulder, walk forward to plank position, never putting the right foot down. If you need to put the left knee down, that is fine by me, but you're lifting out of your shoulders and you're really straightening the right leg and you're blowing a kiss to the front of the room. So chest is moving forward. Take an inhale here. On the exhale, you side squeeze. So right elbow, right tricep. Inhale, extend it back. Extend it back. Chest forward, leg back. Exhale, squeeze. I didn't say it was easy. It was fun. Inhale, lengthen. Exhale, squeeze. Inhale, lengthen. One more squeezy, squeezy. Inhale, lengthen. Good news coming up. Three-legged dog. Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. Inhale, straighten the leg, and then step it through high crescent lunge. Breathing. So take the crescent lunge sturdy, nice and wide, maybe a little shorter, so you tuck the tailbone under. And I'm pretty sure your shoulders are still writing me love letters. So we're going to take an eagle with the left arm under, just to stretch the shoulder muscles out. Right? If eagle doesn't work for you, take a forearm pressure. If you had a rotator cuff injury, instead of yanking on that shoulder, press the forearms to touch. That works better. It's actually really hard, but it's good for your rotator cuff, right? So try to grip with the legs here. You stay in crescent lunge. You stay in eagle. On the exhale, you bow forward with your eagle in crescent lunge. And now you grip with the glutes and the thigh. Inhale, come up, keeping the eagle. Exhale, bow. And you're going to go with your own speed, right? We might have to put the back knee down. Inhale, come up. Because the whole thing is really wobbly. And that's why we're doing it, because it's wobbly. I'm asking your body to turn on muscles that they're not used to doing, right? So next time you come up with that eagle crescent lunge, just contemplate the meaning of life for a second. Feel that you're rooted down. Maybe you skip the back foot a little more forward so you can grip, right? And then see if you can keep your eagle as you shift forward into airplane. It might be a step, 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 step. Shake the butt out, lift the back, leg back up, right? Or any variety of that. And now if you're feeling like you're sinking into your right hip, that's because you're sinking into the right hip. Engage the core, lift out of it. And you're doing your best not to put the left foot down, but if it goes down, that means you're a human being. Come on into a full eagle. So you come on up, you're still in eagle arm, and you just wrap the leg around. Maybe you put the left toe on the floor for a little kickstand, but then sit into it, because this is also a butt stretch, which is really welcomed by now, right? You could stay here or bow forward, giving a little extra stretch for the glutes. Breathing, letting the breath be steady. Come on back up to eagle. Breathing. And then release the arms, release the legs, hands to heart. Inhale, reach up, hands to heart, exhale. Chair pose, inhale. Take a deep breath in chair, and bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale, chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale, Downward dog. Exhale.
You have no idea what the future brings. Brand new side. Who knows what happens, right? It could be fun.
Extend the left leg up and back. So both leg equally straight, equally strong. Whatever that means in your body, that doesn't matter how straight it is, but you're sensing and extending and intending, right? Rotate the hip open. Keep the knee straight. It's like a belly stretch. And then you hug it into the core. Hug the hip down. Inhale, open it up. Exhale, close the hip. Keep using the core, not the shoulders. Inhale, open. Exhale, square it back down. Inhale, open. Exhale, square it back down. How strong is your right leg? Inhale it open. Exhale, square it back down. Now walk the leg, hands back to the leg. Standing splits. Inhale, open. Exhale, close the hip. Don't dangle the leg. Extend it. Inhale it open. Exhale, square it back. Inhale it open. Exhale, square it back. One more time. Inhale it open. Exhale, square it back. Pick up one hand. Make a fist. Roll it around just so you can get ready to hold that plank. Nice and fresh. The other wrist as well. And it's so much fun. You can kind of run the hands forward right into plank pose. The left leg stays up. Both legs are wicked strong. Lifting out of the shoulder. You're blowing a kiss to the front of the room. Lifting out of the chest. Take a big breath in here. On the exhale, don't drop the hip. Just squeeze left knee to the left tricep. And then inhale, extend out. Exhale, squeeze. Inhale, extend. Exhale, squeeze. Inhale, extend. Exhale, squeeze. Inhale, extend. Exhale, squeeze. Inhale, extend. Walk it back to three-legged dog. Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. That's because I'm nice. Inhale, straighten the leg, and then step it through crescent lunge. And then, yay, your shoulders are free. Your wrists are free. Life is good. Breathe. If you need to put the back knee down, put it down. It's all good. Let's make eagle arm. It's the right arm on there, right arm on there, right arm on there. Unless you need to do a forearm pressure. But either case, try to get the elbow lifted to the height of the shoulder. Right, so you're going to follow your strength and your breath. Doesn't matter what Uncle Joe is doing next to you. So inhale here. As you exhale, you bow forward. Try to take the torso on the inside of the left leg. And then as you inhale, come up. So you initiate the movement always with the leg and the butt. And then exhale, bow. And just constantly moving. Sometimes hardly moving, but always breathing, right? Hopefully never hardly breathing. Moving with the breath. Whatever you can do today is enough. You're showing up. You're putting action forward, and that's what matters. Right? So the next time you come up, just pause long enough to feel where you are. Like sometimes the earth is spinning because we're busy moving, right? So now you're anchoring down, finding the earth again. Maybe you shorten the stand so you can shift forward to an eagled arm airplane. I know some of you guys are optimists wanting to go straight into that eagle, but that airplane is good. And then are you sinking into the left hip? How can you engage the glutes and the inner thighs so that doesn't happen? And then slowly coming to eagle. If you're experiencing a cramp, come out of the pose, shake it out, and then you can always come back to the pose. There's nothing in yoga that says you must stay in a pose even if you're cramping up. That's really not yoga, right? Just finding steady breath. Maybe you bow forward. Maybe you just sit a little deeper into that eagle because it feels good. Maybe you're just focusing on your breath because at this point, nothing truly feels good, but you know it's good for you, right? And then slowly release out and just stand long enough to feel that the past has fizzled away. Here again, here, two legs, two arms, one head. Inhale, reach up, and hands to heart, exhale. Inhale, chair pose. Haven't really twisted much, so let's insert a twist here. Hands to heart and then left elbow, right knee. Try to take the knees to stay together. Okay. Lift out of the lower shoulder. So you're aiming, go ways, a long spine, a long tabletop spine. Open up your arms. And bow forward, exhale. Inhale, chair pose. So inhaling past the natural breath. Exhaling past the natural exhale. Hands to heart, twist the other side. Open up the arms. Some of you guys are kind of high with the hips. You can take that chair lower, that's it, and then the chest higher. That's it, now we're talking. And then bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift. Forward fold. Inhale, rise all the way up. And hands to heart. Chair pose. Inhale. It's been such a long time. Bow forward, exhale. Halfway lift, inhale. Chaturanga, exhale. Upward dog, inhale. And downward dog, exhale. Inhale the right leg up. Open up the hip. Square the hip. No, same old drill, leg straight, open up the hip. And close the hip. Open up the hip. Close the hip, walk the hands back. We're just not doing that many reps. It's easy breezy by now. Open up the hip and close the hip. Open up the hip and close the hip. One more time, open up the hip and close the hip. One-legged plank, lifting out of the shoulders. Breathe. Keep the leg up. Can you do a chaturanga like that? Or you put the left knee down and then press back up. Three-legged dog. Warrior two. It's totally not my fault. Karina made me do this morning. All her fault. I really like the sequence. So make sure that front knee is not buckling in, right? You're peeling it open, your shoulders relax. And then whenever you feel pressure builds up, because this is a really core heavy sequence, right? It's all about thighs and core. Whenever you have pressure building up, because I don't know, you hold the breath, how do you decompress the pressure? How do you find softness in the face, softness in the tongue? Reverse the warrior. Come to side angle, so forearm to the thigh. Sweep the upper arm forward and then find that same energetic line that we've been doing with that whole one-legged plankishness. So it's all about thigh, tucking the tailbone, engaging the core, and then things just rotate out of that alignment. So back leg strong, breathing. And then what's your upper arm doing? What the fingers are doing, right? Can you reach? Inhale, reverse the warrior. And then we're gonna dance the warrior. So on the exhale, go to side angle, but the lower arm sweeps all the way under and back, maybe unsupported. And then inhale, you reverse again. And you just keep on dancing, but you're dancing only because you got something stable. Your legs are stable, your core is stable, right? So everything goes back that first we need stability, and then we can find freedom, right? It's the same thing when you're doing yoga, it's the same thing when you're raising teenagers, right? Gotta give them a little bit of something firm, and then they can find that softness on top. So go one more round. And then we're gonna reverse the warrior. Just pause there for a second. Okay. And then let's reach forward and maybe skip the back foot in by a foot. And see if you can hover that back leg. So you're opening up into half moon. And maybe you can make it up in one step, but maybe it takes you a couple more. Mm-hmm. I recommended that book, Mountains Beyond Mountains, from Dr. Paul Farmer. And towards the end, he really talks about how he's really going for the long, what is that? Not losing, it's, I wanted to quote it, and then I got a brain fart. This is what you get. Come to airplane. I'll get the word in a second if I don't focus on it. Lift out of the shoulders. Squeeze the shoulder blades. Breathing. And then standing splits. Take the hands down. I know you've been in standing splits before, but nothing like this. This is brand new. Take a big inhale, and then close knee behind knee. Exhale. Inhale, extend it up, and knee behind knee. Inhale, extend it up, and knee behind knee. Inhale, extend it up, and then hold it. I got it, the long defeat. I knew it would come back to me. Take one more breath, and then release that. Take the feet wide, malasana squat. So this idea of the long defeat is that what he's doing, losing, you know, so many patients and so hard to work and really poverty-ridden areas of the globe, but you just put it out there. The best you can do is you put it out there, and then it works. Some part of it will work, and then you lose a whole bunch, right? The long defeat, but it's not about winning. It's just about staying in action, having an intention, steady breath. From here, you could stay here because why not? Or you could go to crow. Some of you might even contemplate a tripod headstand if you have no neck injuries and if you have no issues, right? And you're not gonna fall. So taking responsibility for your action there. And then I'll see you back in Downward Dog. However you get there, you get there. And once we're in Downward Dog, take a big inhale. And a ha. I'm so happy I got a left leg. Inhale, left leg up. Keep the left leg straight. Inhale, rotate it open. So it's all about the core and the leg. Exhale, square it down. Inhale it open. Exhale, square it down. Inhale it open. Exhale, square it down. Walk the hands back, standing splits. Inhale, open up the hip. Exhale, square it down. Inhale, open up the hip. Exhale, square down. One more time. Inhale, open up the hip. Exhale, square down. Walk it forward. One-legged plank. Lifting out of the shoulders. Stay here or put the right knee down. Chaturanga. Press back to three-legged dog. And step it through warrior two. Breathing. Check into the front knee. Reverse the warrior, inhale, and side angle, exhale, sweep the upper arm forward. Reach, reach, reach. Can you feel the connection? It's still just like plank, legs strong, core strong. Inhale, reverse,
And now dance the warriors. It's not about speed. It's about control and ease. Stability, but softness. And where do you find that? Right? Legs stable, face soft, arms moving, flowing, following your breath. And then the next time you reverse your warrior, you stay. And then reach forward so most of the weight is on that front foot. And I don't know about you, but I need to skip my back foot a little closer. My butt cheeks are just not quite strong enough to balance that shifting, hovering forward to half moon. And maybe what you need to do is walk all the way to the top of the mat, take a block, and take half moon, which is a pretty legit way of doing this. Right? And if you need to fall out of the pose, that's what it's about, right? It's that long defeat of like coming back again. Get defeated, you come back again. You drop the leg, well, that just means I gotta lift it back up. It doesn't mean anything else. Square the hip, airplane. Notice if you're sinking into the hip, lift out of it. Take one more breath in airplane. And then standing split, which is kind of relaxing after airplane. And then knee behind knee, exhale. That's for sure is relaxing. Inhale, extend it up. And knee behind knee. Inhale, extend it up. Knee behind knee. Inhale, extend it up. Knee behind knee. Inhale, extend it up. And then release the leg down. Take the feet wide again. Malasana squat. So opening up the muscles that worked really hard for you. Breathing. Steady, steady Ujjayi breath. Oh, that looks like fun. Let's do that. Lose your balance, fall to your butt, hug your knees in. And you can rock and roll on your back if that feels good. Eventually settling into a happy baby, which should also feel good after a long-standing series. Stretching into it, breathing. Big inhale and big exhale. So just finding energetically that beautiful difference of I have fallen, but that doesn't mean I'm a failure, been defeated, but I am not a loser. Just living. Hug your knees back into your chest. Oh, I don't think I'm ready for you to be on your back yet. Rock and roll. So this was the cherry on the top. If you want, you can go chaturanga up and down dog, or you say, yeah, screw that. Hands and knees, crawl asana back to downward dog. It's a pretty legit way to feel about things. Right. Inhale the right leg up. Right knee, right elbow. Right knee, left elbow. Back to right elbow. And then left elbow. Now do that 2 times without moving the shoulders. So you're really isolating. Okay, now do it 2 more times without pivoting on the back foot. So you're just doing it from the core. And then when you started really appreciating how much you don't like the pose, stay a little longer with it, and then come to pigeon. And then just how much more you appreciate the pigeon. Breathing. Steady breath. Check in with that back ankle. Some of you guys are, yeah, good awareness.
Alright, so you're not twisting your ankle slowly into a unstable joint. You're keeping the foot straight. And then the big breath, right? So it's not your shallow breath. You take a deep breath. And then a big exhale. Big inhale. And big exhale. Big inhale. And big exhale. Big inhale. Couple more breath cycles. And set the hands down. Take it back to three-legged dog. Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee. So now you get to bend that upper knee. And maybe you take hip circles. If you have a very healthy and stable left shoulder, you could flip the dog. But that's kind of a compromising position for the shoulder. So just keep in mind that. And then we'll meet back in downward facing dog. So in downward dog, let's take this downward dog just a little bit wider with the feet, and then maybe shorter, okay? Feel that you're squeezing the legs evenly, you're perking the tailbone up, and you're trying to meld the chest back. So you're lifting out of the elbows and the shoulders, and you're getting the lowest rib towards the back thigh. But, you know, it's not going to touch, but you're just going in that direction. Now try to feel right leg, left leg, hands feel very evenly grounded. Keep that sensation as you pick up the right hand. Check back with the legs. Notice if you just kind of shifted the weight. Can you engage the legs in a way that you're still anchored evenly and you're not sinking into the left shoulder? Now you're going to reach underneath your body, grabbing the back of the calf muscle on the left leg. Or if you're really flexy, you're grabbing underneath your heel on the left foot. Now squeeze both legs evenly. Press out of the left shoulder. Inhale your tush to the sky. And then rotate and look underneath the left armpit. Mm-hmm. Super important, don't spring out of this. Slowly release and find the equanimity again. So if you found that, well, you know, it's really hard to balance, maybe you need a shorter dog, right? So where can you feel even? Legs even, arms even, and you're not straining in your head. Okay, pick up the left hand. Before you reach back for anything, can you feel that you're even? Super even. And then you reach the left hand back for the right foot or the right calf muscle. And everything is still even. You haven't dropped the left hip and poked the right one up. Uh-uh. You're squeezing evenly. Maybe then you rotate on top of the extension. And then slowly release back down. Good stuff. Inhale, left leg up. Left knee, left elbow. Left knee, right elbow. And go back and forth.
Observe that you're not twisting the shoulder and you're not rotating on the right foot. You're really isolating. It's a super slow little movement going from elbow to elbow. Super fun. Keep drawing the chest forward. Keep squeezing the right thigh. And then do one more rep after you decided you don't like it. And then come to pigeon. Breathing steady. Big inhale. And big exhale. Big inhale. Notice your thoughts. If your thoughts wander away from the breath, just notice what kind of thoughts you're having. Maybe it's the same thought you've been having all week, all month. You've been chewing over something for the past year. Maybe it's time to pack, right? Get rid of it. Something new in there. Big breath in. And big breath out. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. One more breath. Inhale and exhale. And then set your hands. Work the leg back to three-legged dog. So it's the left leg up and back. Rotate the hip open, bend the upper knee, and then do what feels kind of relaxing here. You can swish around the hips, circle around, shake it out. If you're flipping your dog, remember that's the compromising move for the shoulder. So it's nice and steady. And then we're coming back to a downward dog. Nice and solid, awesome downward dog. Now take your feet in downward dog in a center line, okay? And maybe shorten up the dog. Now from here, take the right leg a little bit more out to the side. So you're gonna pivot the left foot like Charlie Chaplin, and maybe the heel is down. Okay, let me put down my gadgets so that my words are better. So we walk downward dog, feet center of the mat. And then you shorten the dog and Charlie Chaplin the left foot so the heel is down. So now I can squeeze the left quadricep like crazy and I press out of my shoulders and extend the right leg up. It's just a little more solid. And then bring yourself to fingertips on the left hand. So now I got left hand on the fingertips, left leg, and super strong Charlie Chaplin rooted. And then maybe you keep, pick up the left hand, and you hold the pose here. And then maybe some of you can bend the right knee and grab the right foot above your butt with your left hand. It takes long muscles. It doesn't make you a better person. It doesn't cause enlightenment. You'll never tie your shoelaces that way. It's just a pretty superfluous pose that you can experiment with. And then release it down. Come down to child's pose for a second so you can forget about it. It's a really good, certain things we want to learn from and then other things we want to forget, right? I constantly forget which one I'm supposed to forget and which one I'm learning from, but hey, it's a process, right? Big breath in. And then big breath out.
Big breath in. And big breath out. One more time. Big breath in. And big breath out. So totally new experience. Who knows what happens? Downward dog. Walk the feet to center line. Root the right foot down so the heel can come to the place. And I like to Charlie Chaplin it because that's just a sturdier position, okay? And then lift the right leg up. Are you still squeezing both legs? You gotta squeeze both legs.
Lift
and then
left leg up.
Yeah, lift the left leg up, right foot down. Come to the fingertips on the right hand. Right hand comes. So opposite leg is lifting, opposite hand to opposite leg. And then maybe your process is that you just keep lifting that right hand up a second at a time before you fall over. And then if you've fallen over, that's great. That gives you a chance to come back up. If you're grabbing your foot, okay, you're a foot grabber. And then without snapping, you just gingerly release it down and then come back to child's pose. Thankful that, yep, that's done as well. Ah. Going back home and actually having a class reunion, and somebody posted our 8th grade class picture. And we all agreed that it's a good thing that we all aged. We're looking much better. It was an awkward period, right? It's good. It's good to move on, let things go. New chapter. All right. Come to stand on your knees. So we're headed to Ustrasana camel. It doesn't have to be the world's biggest camel. It could be the world's smallest camel. It's still a camel. So tuck the tailbone under. Lift the breastbone up. Support the lower back with your hands. Engage the thigh. Keep lifting the breastbone up. Maybe the gaze goes up. And what I'm trying to have you feel is that you're opening up your chest muscles and the abdominal muscles. You're not compressing the lower back. You're opening up the frontal body. If this gives you the really funky feeling, tuck your chin so you're not kind of feeling all spinny and weird, right? And you're still breathing. You're still breath. You're still breath. And you come out of this pose with your legs. You squeeze the legs, engage the core, and then sit on your heels, Virasana. If that hurts your knees, then don't. Then sit on a block or sit somehow differently. Breathing. And then glide forward to hands and knees. And cat cow, just like the beginning of cats, ready for a whole new set. Breathing. And then walk your knees more back. Shift forward. Release all the way down to your belly. Sweep your arms back. Zip up your thighs. Interlace the fingers behind your lower back. Straighten the elbows and then inhale, lift up locust. Breathing. Come on up one more time. Locust. Make sure you're breathing.
And if it's all right with your lower back, bend your knees, grab the feet, come into bow. Take a deep inhale and then let it go. Press back to child's pose. Press back to downward facing dog. And then walk your feet through your hands, release down to your tush. Hug your knees in. Yup, one more happy baby. But now I'm okay leaving you on your back. You're going towards the end. And maybe you just feel out the hamstrings. Can you straighten one leg and then the other leg? Some of you can straighten both legs at the same time, so whatever. Right? Just kind of not from the ego, just because, wow, it feels so good to just do something with my body instead of being all bound up sitting. Right? Just having fun. Now hug your knees to your chest. Set your feet down, root down in your feet, and then press up to bridge pose. Tuck the tailbone. Make sure you're not doing it too much with your glutes. You're doing it with the hamstrings. The ankles are right below the knees. And some of you, if you're like just totally energizer bunny, you want to open up a bit more, you can set the hands down, come to wheel. But try to breathe. So notice if you choose something really high intensity and then you try to go through with it without breath. That's like making a fire without getting it air, right? If you ever try to make a fire without air, good luck, right? Doesn't work. One more breath here and then slowly, slowly release down. Take the soles of the feet to touch. Allow the knees to go out to the side, kind of like butterfly, Supta Baddha Konasana. You can take a hand on the belly, hand on the heart. Just good to know you're alive. And if this hits the spot, who am I to tell you to move, right? But you could hug the knees and take the legs up, maybe put a block under the tush. So Viparita Kurani, a nice passive inversion. If you scored a wall, you could pivot and just extend the feet up against the wall. And if you want something a little deeper, then take the legs back to plow and then press the shoulder send. Operative keyword, shoulder. Not neck stand, still needs air, still needs breath. And just watch your thoughts. If you're in shoulder stand, you might want to go back to plow. And either a fish or a happy baby to kind of counterpose that For the rest of you, just stay with where you are a little longer. If you're by a wall, you could actually choose to stay by the wall. And if you want to do an opening, hip opening, just straddle the legs by the wall. It's still relaxing. And for the rest of us, we're just going to meet up in the middle on our back, hug the knees into the chest. Whenever you get there, you get there. And then we take a supine twist. You can start to the right, arms out to letter T, gaze the opposite way, ignore the dog, pratyahara. There are things from the outside world that we do not need to absorb. It's a really important thing to know nowadays. We really don't need to absorb everything. Big inhale and big exhale. Engage the core, pivot over to the other side. Still breathing, so it's not your passive breath. It's very much juicy, conscious, steady breath, watching its effects through the body. Come to center, hug your knees in. And release to Shavasana. Allow the legs to relax, dangle. Sometimes we hold funny tension in our feet, so just check in with the feet. And then palms face up so the chest muscles have a chance to roll open. Whatever falls, let it fall. And then once you released, release again. And then every time you exhale, you just release a little more. And if thoughts come into your mind, you can choose to release those as well. Maybe choose another thought. Or maybe you consciously like what you're thinking about and then just keep releasing into the ground. Take a deep, deep inhale and then hold that breath in. Top it off with a little bit more. Hold it in and then open up the mouth, let it go. Tenderly move fingers and toes. Curl to the right side. Pressing up to a seat, hands to heart. Take a deep inhale. Oh.
much for giving me the gift of teaching. Peace be with you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. So, I sent a newsletter today. That means I make no announcements because you all read my newsletter.